Staunton waiting on this halfway line, who spots a bit of space on that right side, and it's a good ball to pick out Kelly. Keane! Robbie Keane gives Ireland the dream start.
Forward it goes again by Kinsella. Quinn heads on. Oh, surely this time for Keane! And Ireland do it! Robbie Keane, in the second minute of stoppage time, has scored the equaliser. Look at these scenes. Just look at these scenes.
You know, 18 years at the top of international football, he came in as a young 17-year-old. Mick McCarthy gave him his chance. He took it with glee. And I think the five managers that he's played for as in his Republic of Ireland, Green Short, have been privileged in many ways to have him as a player. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see the likes of it again from an Irish perspective of somebody scoring 67 goals in their career. I can remember for a long time 19 was the target when Don Givens got 19 goals, and we took a long time for someone to surpass that, but eventually I think Frank Stapleton did, and then later Niall Quinn. But 67 is really extraordinary, and that he has done it in such style as well. But you know, we've got to move on. We've got to find new players that can deliver more regularly now that Robbie's time is up.
Now, you mentioned the 67 goals. That's not just a spectacular record in the green jersey of Ireland. That's a spectacular record for any international footballer.
It is indeed. I think it's the fifth highest anywhere in the world for international goals. But I think the element of it that's so surprising is that he played so many games. To play 145 games over his career for Ireland just shows his longevity, his availability, his ability to be fit and ready and always committed. And I think that's why he was so appreciated by so many managers. He turned up for all the games, friendlies, away games, no matter what club he was playing for. He would have forced himself over to the game despite pressure, as he said himself in an interview yesterday, from club managers to stay behind and prepare for the weekend's game or the next midweek's game or whatever it was. He's always turned up and always played.
And Brian, as well as managing him at senior level, you managed him at youth level, the under 18 team. Seeing him play as a teenager, did you ever think that he could or would achieve what he has?
Well, I have to say, Barry, the first time I saw him was actually, I brought a group of players together who had played for the younger international teams to play in a kind of a trial friendly game against a team we were going to Malaysia with for the Under-20 World Cup. And I hadn't seen him. I'd been aware of him because he played for the same club I played for and managed myself and Cumann United as a kid. So, but from the off, he just showed spectacular skill. He had the pace and dash to upset defenders, and he actually embarrassed some of the defenders I had who were going to that World Cup, and he was giving away 3 years to them. So I knew we were looking at something a bit special from the off. And then once we got going and playing matches, which was quite quickly after that, around the 18, 19 and 20 level, he had already got into the first team at Wolves. He was scoring goals regularly for them. You know, it was obvious from the off. But you don't know how a fella's career is going to turn, or what twists are going to come across. He's going to come across, or whether, you know, injuries will set him back along the way. But it didn't. That didn't happen with Robbie. I know he changed clubs, four clubs, quite quickly in the space of about 3 years. Then he settled down at Spurs. And he had a very, very good career in English football, scored over 120 goals in the Premier League, had this bit of time in Italy, and he's still doing it in America now.
Where does he rank among the great Republic of Ireland players like Liam Brady, David O'Leary, Roy Keane? Is he up there as one of the greatest?
Well, you know, I think you'd have to throw John Giles and Paul McGrath into that lot. And then Robbie as a goal scorer. I mean, look, you can do everything else quite well in the game. But if your team doesn't score goals, you're not going to win the match. So for me, goal scorers always have a particular attraction, and they deserve to be held in very, very high esteem indeed. And I think Robbie will rank up with those when people look back.